greetings from Vrindavan. I don't think we should have the problems we had before in the last few conferences, but there are other problems, and the problem is that a lot of devotees are here, and occasionally there may be a problem that conflicts with the class. Today is one of those days, but I could give a half hour before I have to go out for the class. So I'm going to start reading chapter 15. I did this once before, but I don't think it's the same every time. And I didn't do it for like 4 or 5 years. Text 1, Shushuka Uvacha, Tatatcha Pagandavaya Stito Vijay, Vibhuvatatau Pashapala Samhato, Gastai Jatayanto, Sakivi Samampadai, Vindavanam, Vindavanam Punyam, Ativa Chakravai. Sukadeva Goswami said, when Lord Krishna and Lord Ram and Lord Krishna attained the age of Poganda, 6 to 10, while living in Vrindavan, the coward men allowed them to take up the task of tending the cows. Engaging thus in the company of their friends, the two boys rendered the land of Vrindavan most auspicious by imprinting upon it their marks, the marks of their lotus feet. Om Jnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Taksu Unmulatam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudeva Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. So greetings from Vrindavan. We just got back 2 days ago from Puri. I explained a little something, but I'll explain more on Sunday. Some people wanted to hear about the retreat. We also have extensive pictures that will be posted, but the Puri retreat was indeed very, very wonderful because we got to implement what we were explaining in the class, which is Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Charitamrita describes a contemporary, in the sense 500 years ago, contemporary spiritual society. Centered on God, with the participants in the society free from egotism and full of love. When everyone is centered on the same desire, or in a negative way, centered on a desire other than their particular selfish interests, it creates a very wonderful mood in which the presence of God is felt very, very intensely. I think for many it was a very, very unique experience, a kind of oceanic in the sense that living in a world where the spiritual experience they were in it rather than having to create it. It's like when you're in an ocean, you get carried away by the waves. It's beyond your own effort. And I think when you can create a real spiritual sangha, you experience a very wonderful thing, that the spiritual impact of that sangha goes on despite perhaps your own effort. Of course, we can ruin anything. Even in a fire, a rag which is drenched of water won't burn for some time. Now we're discussing the ultimate spiritual society, which is the ultimate reality. The ultimate reality is a spiritual society centered on God, free from egotism, full of love, and therefore full of beauty. Vrindavan itself is beauty, because Vrindavan is a place where the environment intensely wants to please God by offering the best to all of God's senses. That's why on Valentine's Day in America, when there is a celebration of, I guess, love, or so-called love, or depending on your perspective, a lot of flowers are sold, because flowers are sightly and flowers are fragrant. They're pleasing for the senses, they're pleasing for the sight. And therefore, you give them to please other and express your love. So Vrindavan is full of flowers, the atmosphere is pleasing, all the senses of Krishna are pleased with an intensity of love. And you can access that in the holy dhams of Vrindavan, even if the external has become somewhat not pleasing. Of course, you can still get the pleasing externals. I do that with people so they don't become confused. It's just an amazing thing, because the riverbed floods, even though there's so much external greed to urbanize Vrindavan, a section of it, of course Vrindavan means Panchkrosh Vrindavan, 10 square miles, where all the temples are, that's where the urbanization is concentrated. Man, it's not urbanization like New York or anything. There's still so many beautiful gardens, so much land. But it's a place where there's no building, and I take the devotees there. It takes me 5 minutes to walk. And Govardhan Lal, Rati Krishna, Neela, who used to be Anastasia, or I pronounced it wrong, even if it was previous her name. Her brother Nityananda, Daisha from New Jersey, Daisha, yeah, and Chris from Harrisburg. He was here 3 or 4 months ago and came back again just for a week. I think he's having the time of life. So I took them through the forest of Vrindavan. It was beautiful. We just closed our eyes, and we felt the wind of Vrindavan, which was intentionally trying to serve Krishna by offering him fragrance and cool breezes. He saw the different birds, Kujat, Kokila, Hamsasara, Sagane, and in that way. Anyway, in this particular verse, it's a transition. Krishna is attaining the age of Poganda, and his body changes. Krishna is manifest. Even physically, according to the to suit the particular love that the devotees have for him, and therefore, according to relationship with Krishna, he can appear in a different age. When he is you have motherly or parental love, it's a flavor, and the flavor is called anugraha or mercy, and that love requires an object of mercy. An object of mercy lacks capability and need. An object of mercy requires dependence. That's why, if we want Krishna's mercy, we have to acknowledge our dependence. And if we don't acknowledge our dependence, by God's mercy, He will put us in a situation to realize our dependence so we can feel His mercy and love. But in the spiritual realm of Vrindavan, when Krishna wants to enjoy that love, he manifests in the form of ultimate dependence, which is Komara, a child between 1 and 5. When Krishna wants to relish a friendship which requires a playful and independent spirit, he manifests the age of Poganda, 6 to 10. And when Krishna wants to enjoy a Madhurya, conjugal, then he manifests a form between 11 and 15 called Kishore. So here in this chapter, Krishna attains this age now. And therefore, he's more suitable for friendship, and he goes through the forest of, he's going to take the cows out. He's old enough now, and on the 8th day of the lunar, the 8th day of the fortnight of the lunar month of Kartik, on Ashtami, Krishna takes out the cows, and that's celebrated all over Vrindavan as Gopashtami. If you go to Tirthadamba, which is halfway between, Nandagram, where Krishna grew up, and Jawat, which is the where Radharani got married, a little ways out of Nandagram is Tirthadamba, where Krishna takes care of the cows. Every Gopashtami, where he has his Goshala, Every Gopastami, all the residents of Nandagram who have cows, they take all their cows there on Gopastami. So Krishna now is able to take up the family business. What's the family business? It's cow protection. Krishna is from a Vaishya family. And a Vaishya family has four types of occupations. One may take up trading, one may take up banking, one may take up agriculture, and one may take up cow protection. But of all the occupations, God has a choice. He chooses the best occupation, which is cow protection. God doesn't choose trading, God doesn't choose banking, not even agriculture, but cow protection. Why? Because it's the most leisurely of the occupations, because you just have to take the cows out grazing. You don't have to grow things, plant things, harvest things. You just take the cows out in the beautiful forest of Vrindavan. So Krishna takes out his friends. And in that way, Vrindavan also becomes auspicious, because Krishna's lotus feet are imprinted in the sands of Vrindavan. So this begins his Poganda age. Tan Madhavo Venum Idirayam Vito Gopai Gunebi Sayasho Balanvita Pashin Puraskritya Pashabhyama Vishad Vihati Kama Kushamakaram Vanam. Thus desiring to enjoy pastimes, Lord Madhava sounding his flute, surrounded by cowherd boys who were chanting his glories, and accompanied by Lord Baladev, kept the cows before him and entered the Vrindavan forest, which was full of flowers and rich with nourishment for the animals. So, desiring to enjoy pastimes, his lila, his play, which is facilitated by the suitable environment of Vrindavan. The pastoral environment supports play and it supports romance. It's a romantic atmosphere. It's a playful atmosphere. And God, desiring to enjoy, manifests the associates and environment that facilitate the perfect exchange of love. And he sounds his flute. And he sounds his flute because that environment facilitates his love and gives him so much pleasure, which is Vrindavan forest. To please that forest, in reciprocation for the manifestation of beauty with the intention to please him, Krishna sounds his flute. The flute amplifies the emotions in the heart. It announces emotions. So to announce his love for his devotees and for the environment of Vrindavan, he blows his flute. The flute of Krishna can announce love individually, it can announce love collectively, or Krishna being happy expresses his own joy through his flute. The flute is an instrument. I've explained this many, many times, that there's one God, but when God takes a role of the creator, or even in outside of Vrindavan as the king, he has to hide his loving nature in different relationships to facilitate the vast majority of people who have a relationship or have a mood of love of Prabhupada Jnan, a mood of love that expresses is servitor, which is servile to God's majesty and greatness. So he's covered. His glories of intimate love are covered by his opulence, his majesty. And therefore, in that position, God does not play the flute, because the flute's expressing, any jazz instrument expresses, any jazz instrument expresses one's heart, those intimate feelings. Not appropriate for when one takes a high position of authority, which is in the environment, the palace or the White House or the where the place which facilitates that exchange of extreme majesty and extreme subordination, this type of love. But this is Vrindavan. This is with Vrindavan, where God's opulence, where God is no longer covered by his opulence, and his intimate nature as a lover, as a friend, as a child, is manifest in its full supreme glory, the supremacy of personality manifests in the supremacy of opulence is shed. Personality is manifest when majesty is shed. And the majesty is manifest, personality is covered. So God, our God, Krishna. He has a full manifestation of personality. Most concepts of divinity do not reveal God as a lover, God as a friend. The desire to enjoy his pastimes, he's so happy. It's lila, it's play, out of joy, he plays his flute. He's also playing his flute to please his devotees. And his devotees, the cowherd boys, are surrounding him doing kirtan. He's accompanied by Baladev. And he keeps the cows before him and enters the Vrindavan forest. Because he loves that land, he walks behind the land as the cows trample the land, trample the soft sands of Vrindavan. And Krishna covers their, soothes those with his footprints. And Vrindavan, full of flowers, it says, and Krishna Akaran, it's full of flowers, and Pakshavam, it's full of nourishment. Nourishment for the cows. And the cows are most dear to Krishna. If anybody wants to say hello, I could kind of keep my phone in my pocket. I'm going to go out on Prikram now. I guess the devotees are gradually waiting for me. But somehow or other, I guess, you know, all the travel that I've done, it's kind of, you know, in the same day, you travel from Puri to Bhubaneswar. That's not so bad. That's about an hour and a half. Wait for the plane and then get back and then and go to Vrindavan. And then that's a couple of hours also. It takes you a full day or two to get back your full energy. So that's another reason why the class is a little bit shorter. So if anybody else would like to say hello or even ask a question, I welcome it. Hi, if anyone would like to say hello, just let me... Hello?
Hi, Krishna Maharaj. This is Gail.
Gail! Thank you. And I just this morning I opened up and I got that very wonderful letter from you.
Oh.
Thank you.
Okay.
And you said at the end of the Sangha, I was shocked to learn that the line had been dropped for the entire class. Yet the very first thing I asked you was, did you hear my class? And you were perplexed about that. Because why was I perplexed if I suspected there may have been trouble? Well, what happened was, is at the end of the Sangha, I said, would anybody like to say hello? Dead silence. Would anybody like to say hello? Dead silence. So I hung up, and I called again. So I kind of suspected it. But when the thought came that I was laying on my bed, actually giving class with all my hands still moved, even if I don't see the audience. So then it was kind of a shock that I spoke for 45 minutes to nobody. I hope the demigods came to my class or something.
Yeah.
That's why. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Anybody else like to say hello or ask a question? Amiya, are you there? Can you unmute your phone?
Oh, yeah. My humble
obeisance. Yeah, that lady visited. Her visit went nicely.
Okay, and she left Sunday. She's coming back on March 14 or 15th.
Okay. And she had a nice day?
She had a very tough training at Amamitra Yoga.
She had a very tough what?
She had very tough...
I can't hear you. She had a very tough what?
Yoga teacher training.
I can't hear you. I guess you're broken up. Can you speak close to the phone?
Then. But sorry, it was sick, but...
She had a very tough yoga teaching, yoga training session.
Oh, she had a very tough yoga training session. Okay. Well, that must have made your place even more inviting for her. What?
It worked out well.
Okay. Anyway, I'll talk to some of them. Okay. Anybody that was listening, thank you so much. I should be back in good jobbing, and you should be able to, you know, converse more easily than traveling in Puri. What happens is when you travel outside of your area, I don't know how it is, but in India, they have roaming charges. So everything becomes more, and Puri is not as modernized as Vrindavan. So we had a little bit more difficulty. Okay. Hare Krishna. Thank you all.